this week's parsha, we find the Birkas Kohanim, V'samu Shmiel B'nei Yisrael V'niyah V'rachim, that Hashem agrees to give these brachas to us. And the ultimate, the third bracha is Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha, V'yaseim L'cha Shalom. Hashem should be Nosei Panim, should turn his face to you. The phrase Yisa Fanim sounds, however, a bit negative to us. Maso Fanim means to show favoritism, which is an Isser Doraisa for judges. And the Gaon Brachos tells us the Malachim actually asked Hashem. They said, it's not fair. How can you say, Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha, that Hashem is Nosei Panim to the Jewish people? It says, when describing the Midos of Hashem, Asher lo Yisa Fanim velo Yikach Shochad, Hashem does not take bribery in din, and does not show favoritism in din. So how can Hashem show favoritism to the Jewish people if he's not allowed, as the Shofei Kol Aretz, to show favoritism? Hashem gives a cryptic answer to the Malachim. He says, how can I not show favoritism to them? After all, I said in my Torah, V'yachalta v'savata v'yachta Hashem Elokecha, like the Pesach HaMos Rishonim, the Chia Birkas HaMos and Darais says only literally V'yachalta v'savata, if we eat and are satisfied, eat a big meal. V'heimich miro latzman ad kezayis ad kebetza. And they were machmer if they eat a kezayis or kebetza, machlokas remain Rabbi Huda, we paskin, if we eat a kezayis, we bench. So if they're so machmer to eat a kezayis when they bench, how can I not show favoritism to them, says Hashem to the Malachim. Okay, this is a very strange, peculiar exchange. What was Hashem answering the Malachim? Like, A, so what? So they give him extra brachos. So if it's not maso funim, it's l'kicha shocha then. Right? They give him an extra brachos, so he gives them an extra, he's no say funim. It's still not fair. And B, what does this have to do with anything? So they made a little chumra in Hilchas Birkas HaMazon. That should change the whole way that Hashem runs the universe, because they made a little chumra in Birkas HaMazon. So what's pshat? So I think pshat is very obvious. We're not talking about a chumra in Birkas HaMazon. What does it mean, hey mechmiral atzman ad kezayis ad kebetza? Right? They bench on a kezayis. Again, to us, in our modern day, in the year 2018, it sounds like, oh, it's a little chumra. Midor rice, you only have to bench if you eat a big meal. You know, midravana, you have a little snack. And you also bench, and we have a little chumra, just like we have chumras in 1,000 other areas of halacha. But no, that's not what Hashem answered the malachim. Birachta means we appreciate what Hashem does for us. We say, thank you, Hashem. We say, Hashem, you were great to us. Mita araisa, by logic, Hashem gives us enough to eat, he gives us what we need, then we appreciate that he was nice to us. And if not, right, let's say we're very poor. In the old days, poor people went to bed hungry. Let's say you're very poor and you go to bed hungry because you don't have enough to eat. Then Hashem didn't really come through for you. Then you shouldn't bless him. That's logical. Hey, Mechmiratza, what was the chumra they made? It wasn't just a chumra. It was, imagine the old days, right? In the old days, people went to work not to put money in the bank. People went to work. The average person went to work. His goal for the day is to earn enough money to buy bread for his family for that day. Not to worry about tomorrow. Right? A guy went to work. He had a successful day at work. Brought home a big basket of bread. His whole family ate. Were satisfied. They thanked Hashem. Let's say a guy had a tough day. He was on hard times. He worked hard all day and all he made was a few pennies, and he bought one little roll and divided among 8 members of his family. They each got a kezayis. And the kids were a little hungry. They said, Abi, you have more food? And he says, no, this is what we have. You have to go to bed. Maybe tomorrow will be better. By logic, that person shouldn't thank Hashem. What do you mean? Hashem didn't come through for him. He didn't give him what he needs. Basic needs of human beings is to go to bed with a good meal, with a full stomach. But nonetheless, we are machban ourselves. Even if Hashem doesn't give us what we want, even if he doesn't do what we think he should do, even if he doesn't give us what we think we deserve, even if he doesn't come through for us, we say, you know what, Hashem? Whatever you gave me, I appreciate anyway. I'm going to thank you for a kezayis just as if I had all my needs provided. Because whatever you do, Hashem, I know it's good, I know it's all for the ultimate good, and I'll appreciate what you do for me, whether it's a lot or a little. Hashem then said to the Malachim, this is very fair. By logic, I work through Mida Keneged Mida. The Jews could have said, we only appreciate Hashem if he really gives us what we need. But instead, they were machmer and said, we're going to love Hashem, we're going to say thank you to Hashem and appreciate what we have, even if it's only a little and it's not what we really thought we deserved. Likewise, Hashem says that, so I have to act to the Jewish people. They owe me, I deserve, kibayachol, taryag mitzvos. They should keep all the mitzvos. And if they keep all the mitzvos, I should give them a favorable judgment. And if not, I shouldn't show any favoritism. But let's say a Jew does only one or two mitzvos. He does an aveira here and aveira there. He's not so from, but he chaps a little kriyashma there. He does a little gemilas chasadim there. He does a few mitzvahs here and there. By logic, I should say that's worthless. Forget it. You lose. I don't care about you anymore. But just like they appreciated what I did, whether it's a lot or a little, I'll appreciate what the Jews do. Even if they only do a little mitzvos, I'll be no seponim to them. I'll show favoritism to them and appreciate that the little they did, I'll reward them for and bless them for and give them all the brachos nonetheless because of mida keneged mida, not out of favoritism, out of mida keneged mida. I think that's really the amkus. That's really the amkus of Chazal. And I think that's, you know, something that's, okay, nowadays, it's very rare in the modern world in the 21st century that anyone's going to go to bed hungry because they only had a kazayas of bread instead of, maybe he didn't have steak, but you probably had enough bread to eat at night. But nonetheless, in everyone's life, we think Hashem owes us this and that. You know, everyone else has X and we didn't get X, and we think Y should have happened and Y didn't happen. It's very easy to be disappointed with what Hashem did for you in life, and Hashem tells the Malachim here, that's not the Midah of Klal Yisrael. The Midah of Klal Yisrael is, we hope we get what we want, what we think we need, what we think we deserve, but whatever Hashem gives us, we appreciate, and we're be'achalta, and not savata, and still be'rachta, Hashem Elokecha, al all the tov, asher nasam lach, and Amir Hashem, if we do that, then Hashem will be no seifanim to us, and overlook the debts that we didn't pay, and the responsibilities we didn't fulfill, and Amir Hashem, b'samo shmiel b'nei Yisrael, v'ani avarchim, give a bracha to us, and Klal Yisrael.